I'm going to give class. I'm sitting here in Moscow with all my good friends that have come to see me. I have so many people here that I have such nice relationships with. And I'm in a place that's near the airport, so it's not that easy to get to for most people. But people come, and they want to hear Krishna Katha. So I've already been giving them a class for about an hour. So I'll be able to give a half-hour class, and they'll listen to the class. You'll translate. I'll be a translator, too. Okay? So greetings from Moscow. I'm also going to talk to the audience here. I have such a nice group of people that call in. For so many years. Because this is very important principle of spiritual life. That you have to hear regularly. Yeah, that was supposed to be on before. One second. Okay, plug it in, yeah. Go upstairs and bring my computer down.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just choose the area.
Wait, you sure?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can someone say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, we hear you in New York City.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can
hear
you.
Hello, Maharaj.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What's that?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? What?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay. I'll tell you. If there's any problem, I'm bringing my computer down, and you'll tell me. So, I do this. I'm explaining to the audience, so you'll have to figure out that sometimes I'm speaking to my audience here, and sometimes I'm speaking to you. But why is it important to hear regularly? It's a very essential idea for spiritual life. I was just explaining to you that a happy mind has good thoughts. You're attached to the right thing. The principles of honesty, of forgiveness, of worshiping God. So our mind does not have all good thoughts. Sometimes we're angry. Sometimes we're attached to bad things. Sometimes we want to criticize. We have hate. So the way that this gets changed.
How can I ignore the reality of it forevermore?
Do you people still hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Somehow people can hear me. Okay. It's a little bit of a challenge here, but I'm going to do it. So, good ideas, they come from the Shastra, the sacred text. So, if you hear regularly, from sacred text, from the Shastra. Then your good ideas will be put before your mind. And if you have faith in the person who is teaching, then you'll consider those good ideas. And you'll try to understand them. And if you do that, those good ideas will become your thoughts. What's the difference? I always give the example. What's the difference between perhaps me and my brothers? My family is noticing there's something different. Good. Even my brothers notice it. What's the difference? I've heard good ideas from the proper teacher who I have faith in. And it changed my mind. Think of someone who suffers greatly. And think of what their values are and what their ideas are. So this is so important. So in a proper spiritual society, people have to hear regularly to mold their minds. Therefore, I started this class. Because not everyone lives near a temple. And even if you're in Moscow, it may take you 5 hours to get to the temple because of the traffic. If you live in New Jersey, it may be very difficult to get to the temple in New York. And even if you get there, you may not have faith in who is speaking. The most important thing in life is sadhu sangha. Sangha means to join with someone who has good ideas and someone who lives by those ideas, and therefore who has realized those ideas, and thus can communicate those ideas to you. First class sadhu sangha, to be with the good souls, they must be more advanced than you. They must be like-minded, have the same views of spirituality, and they should be affectionate. Means have relationship. Because bhakti is relationship. And the relationship must be with the teachers. So you can go in here, but the person may not be more advanced. The person may not be like-minded. You may not have a relationship with them. So you try to create sangha where all these elements are there. So what I try to do is create this phone thing where people can call in and hear. For those people I have relationships with, to try to provide a venue, a place of sadhu sangha, just like the audience here today. People I have, mostly I have relationship with. You see, and therefore they trust to learn, you have to have faith. Because learning means there's something you don't know. So when you learn something, it may not be something you understand. It may not be something that you see. So to really understand it, it takes effort, it takes work. And if you don't have that faith, why would you make that effort? So just see, you've come to here. Ideally, in the best world, you'd all be in a village. And your teacher would be in the village. And you don't have to go 4 hours in traffic to go to work. Everything's in your village. So in the evening, somebody is speaking. And you just walk over. And you sit down. It took you 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, you go. So same thing with this phone sender. It takes 5 minutes. You just got to dial the number. And then you're hearing. And I'm talking to people in the audience before me. Some of these people have been hearing for 6 years. And what I see, their consciousness becomes elevated. Because this is the practice. This is how it's done. So we're going to read a story today. And I'm going to share it with you all. And I'll say to the people that are listening here on the phone, Sunday, if there's any problem, send me an email. Because I got the computer here. If you can't hear me. But I'm speaking to the people on the phone, Sunday. It's hard to keep up the story that I was doing until I get to Vrindavan. I'm in one place because I'm traveling. The 9 o'clock class in New York is 5 o'clock here. So it's a little bit more challenging. But I'm going to read a verse. We've been doing the Wives of the Brahmins. It's a story in the Bhagavatam. Or we were doing Krishna and Radha meet at Kurukshetra. So we're doing the Wives of the Brahmins today. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Itaika Siddhipatra Bhagavantam Yathasitam. Idopaguya Vijaho Deham Karma Nivandanam. One of the ladies had been forcibly kept back by her husband. When she heard the others describe the Supreme Lord Krishna, she embraced him within her heart and gave up her material body, the basis of bondage to material activity. Omi Ganati Manandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Saptunasamunasya. Someone who's listening, if you're by a computer, please send me an email that you can hear this. Okay? bds@wavesofdevotion.com. Because I need that confidence. I don't seem to have the same connection I have when I'm in America somehow. Or India, for that matter. So This is an amazing story. This is a very important part of this story. I forgot that you were there. Okay. Sorry. Very amazing story. Krishna's friends, they're hungry. So they go to Krishna and say, "You are destroyer of the wicked. The worst thing is hunger. The most wicked thing is hunger. So why can't you destroy our hunger?" But that's love. Because the flavor of love, when you're with someone who's superior, is you are my maintainer. Like a child. If your child comes to you, Nadia, or your child comes to you, Katya, and they say, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, I'm hungry." That's their love. So, when they say this to Krishna, Krishna is thinking of these devotees. And these devotees, they're in great separation from him. And this is the essence of bhakti. The essence of bhakti is God wants your heart. God wants your love. Love is in your heart. Can people hear the class? Can someone say they hear the class?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We can hear you, Maharaj.
I got it. Great. I'm getting the emails now. It will get interesting. So God is here in your heart. So the whole process of bhakti is the voice of your heart. That's what bhakti is. Bhakti is the voice of your heart. And what gives Krishna pleasure is the voice of your heart. And in love, the voice of the heart says, "I want you. I want to serve you. I want to really be with you, my sweet Lord." It's the heart. But the heart may be expressed, but it's still the heart. Just like kirtan. Kirtan is when the love in the heart is expressed. But it's still the heart. If the words are not the heart, if the actions are not the heart, it's not bhakti. Bhakti is the heart. And what gives God pleasure is the heart. I love you. So God is always listening to our hearts. And when he hears that, "I really want to be with you, for it takes so long, my Lord." I don't know. When he hears that heart, then he wants to be with you. And he wants to give you service. When God loves you, or when God hears your heart, he offers you service. But if you don't have faith in service, you won't see that as God's love. You'll see it as a burden. But if you really love someone, and they say to you, can you make me lunch?
Oh.
If someone, if you really love someone, and they say, can you go buy something at the store?
Oh.
So, when you love someone, you have strong faith in service to that person as a great, sublime thing. So Krishna asks these cowherd boys, you go beg some food from these brahmanas. He's thinking of their wives, actually. Because they have that voice in their heart that he hears. And how do you get that voice in the heart? I love you. From hearing about Krishna and hearing about those who love him. So these Brahmin ladies, and not only hearing, but hearing from someone who has love. So these Brahmin ladies were always hearing from, because when they were buying the milk and they were buying the yogurt and flowers for their husband's worship, am I going too fast for you sometimes? It's working. Okay. This is being translated. They met the gopis. And the gopis have so much love. And what's the main symptom of love? We talk. You talk about your beloved. The gopis, they're always doing kirtan. Their love is always being expressed. And when you hear that love, you also develop that love. But they went to the husbands, who were not great devotees. So when the cowherd boy said, we have some service for you, can you give Krishna some food? How would you feel if one of Krishna's personal associates came to you and said, Krishna is hungry, can you give some food? Honestly speaking, how many of you would say, I'll do it after I watch the football game? Or I'm too tired now. Or do it yourself. How many would actually have that faith in service? If you don't have that view, you won't think that person is happy. Oh, look at that fool. He's the one that's doing all the work. He's the person in the kitchen who's cooking all day for Krishna. I'm the happy person. I am just lying on the couch, relaxing, eating tacos and guacamole. I'm the happy one. But that's what I was talking about before. The most fortunate person is a person who actually has faith in the things that actually give happiness. will be most fortunate. For example, chanting Hare Krishna. It gives the most happiness. But it doesn't give us pleasure now. Because we don't have taste. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we actually had the taste, we actually had the attraction, we actually had the faith, and the things that actually give us happiness. If we liked the chant, that we would chant all day. When we don't chant, it's not so much that we don't have time, as much as if we don't have taste. So, to make a long story short, these Brahmin ladies, they have faith in serving. And therefore, when the cowherd boys ask them, we have some service for Krishna. Krishna is hungry. You know what's so beautiful about Krishna? And even though he's God, and he's completely self-satisfied, he can get whatever he wants. But because he wants service, he actually develops need. If you love God, and he appears in a deity, and it's the winter, and you bathe him with cold water, your deity will actually get sick. If you forget to feed your deity, he will go hungry. Actually, if he has love for you, he'll develop a need. And if you give things that are not nice, he won't enjoy them. So Krishna is giving service. And they're so excited. So they bring all kinds of foodstuffs to Krishna. And they finally see Krishna. They never saw him before. And it's like when you're thirsty and you get a good smoothie, how tasty is it? It's nectar. The vision of Krishna becomes nectar for their eyes. When you have prema, when you have love of Godhead, all the senses experience Krishna fully. There's a description in the Durya Kadambini where a soul comes back to the spiritual world. And Krishna recognizes him. Here is my long-lost friend. And when the friend sees Krishna, it's described, it's like a person who has been afflicted with 1,000 terrible diseases. Who gets an elixir, a miracle cure. That's how much relief someone feels. Or like you're dying of thirst, and you come to an oasis in the desert. So what happens is, when you see Krishna, it's inconceivable. It's the Krishna is all attractive. So the sight of Krishna is the most beautiful thing in the world. That you love more than anything you can imagine. And when you see someone out of love, it is so much pleasure. So you drink it with the eyes. And you bring it into the heart. And you embrace Krishna. And it's the greatest pleasure. Because it's love. And love is the greatest pleasure. And then you faint. And then Krishna says, my dear Swaroop, please get up. You hear Krishna's sonorous, beautiful voice. And then you hear Krishna. And you hear the most beautiful sound in the world. The sound of the object you love more than yourself. And then you faint. And then Krishna embraces you in his arms. And then you feel the body of Krishna. And then of Krishna is the most wonderful experience in the world. And then you think. And then you wake up. And when you wake up, through your eyes, you see Krishna, you hear Krishna, you taste Krishna, smell Krishna, you feel Krishna, and then through your ears, you hear Krishna, you see Krishna, you can see through your ears, you heard the voice of someone you know, so through all the senses, through every one of the five senses, you hear, you touch, you smell, you see, you feel Krishna, taste it. And you just, it becomes overwhelmed with the greatest type of mercy. They have finally seen the object of their love. But the Brahmin ladies and the cowherd voice, cannot go with Brahmin ladies. Anyway, Krishna tells them to go back. But he says to them, is because it helps us think of Krishna.
but better to be in Moscow thinking of Vrindavan than being in Vrindavan thinking of Moscow. Ultimately, it's the mind. Again, it's the mind. The environment can be favorable to the mind, but ultimately it's the mind. Srila Rupa Goswami said, if you can't be in Vrindavan physically, you should be there in the mind. The mind is most important. That's why the mood of separation is so powerful. Because in separation, the object which had been before you, and is no longer in your presence, is in your heart. So in separation, you can be even closer because you're thinking of that object more. And when Radharani is in separation from Krishna, Krishna enters into our heart. One time Krishna is sitting in the forest and Radha is on Krishna's lap. And then a bumblebee comes. And because I am in Moscow, I am going to give authentic soundtrack to my class. You want to hear it? Yes. There's a bee disturbing. Rimsky Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee. Right? Something like that. So he asked his friend to get rid of the bee. Krishna asked his friend to get rid of the bee. So finally, Krishna's friend said, the bee is gone. And what is the Sanskrit word for bee? What is the Brajavasi word for bee? Madhu. And what is Krishna's name? He's also Madhu. So when Radharani hears this, she becomes shocked. Krishna's gone. And she goes into separation. Even though she's sitting on Krishna's lap, she begins to cry uncontrollably. Krishna, Krishna, where is my Krishna? Krishna, Krishna. And she begins to cry. And Krishna, seeing her love, he begins to cry. The tears form the lake called Prema Sarovara. But the main point is, what is Krishna seeing? He's saying that Radharani was on his lap. Now she's in separation from him, and he's in her heart. But that's more love. That's more love. So Krishna sees this. Some Brijavasis say, this is the last time after this pastime Krishna left Vrindavan, so that he would permanently stay within Radharani's heart. So Krishna says, don't stay here. Fix your mind on me. It is by hearing about me, seeing my deity form, meditating upon me, and chanting my names and glories, that your love for me develops. Not by physical nearness. Therefore, go back to your homes. And now today's verse. Listen carefully. It's such an amazing verse. When they return, there was one lady who could not see Krishna. Their husbands held them back. And then these ladies that had seen Krishna, now Krishna sent them home. And they begin to describe Krishna to her. And she embraced Krishna within her heart so deeply. And she gave up her body. So it's described that this lady who hadn't seen Krishna attained eternal Krishna. The ones who went and saw him, they had to still practice more. But the one who didn't see, she attained. And then they attained perfection by association with her. So Krishna's instructions were not by physical practice. Fix your mind. Go home. Practice Krishna consciousness, and you will attain me. And when they go home, this one lady held back by her husband, she could not see Krishna. And then they began to explain what Krishna looked like. Probably like the monsoon now. He has a golden boat. He has a fire. A peacock. A threefold and form. Lotus eyes. He's so beautiful. And they're describing. And she drinks that into her heart. And the mood is separation. She leaves her body. And it came to eternal contact. Then they become advanced by her association. Not by seeing Krishna. But by the association of one with that other. But when we see Krishna, we're dependent on our own love for Krishna. But when you meet the great devotee, you become influenced by their love. So this is such an important point. Did you like the story?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Wow. Who is that there saying yes?
Lucy.
Who's that? Lucy.
Lucy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
I remember you, Lucy. I know you.
Are you sure?
What's that?
I said, are you sure?
It's hard for me to hear you, but I'm glad that you can hear me. But I'm also talking
okay.
to the audience here. I say, Katya, you like the story?
Yes.
I can see. Katya, you like the story? Katya, you like the story? Everyone in Russia is named Katya. The whole audience is named Katya. Nadia, you like to hear that, sister? Take this into your heart. You embrace it, but don't leave your body. Because you have two children, husband. Okay? Okay? Lena, like the story. Want to come with me to train for over? Thank you. Maybe. They don't give you a vacation? Yes. But she can't get enough to go to the top. What? Okay. Okay, would anybody else like to say hello in America? And I'll convey your greetings to the good people of the Russian Republic. I have such a great group here of people listening to the class. And many I know for many years. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Is that Carl and Stella?
Yes, Shradanjali and Kautandi.
Oh, well, sorry, the new name. Okay, Shradanjali. Okay. Okay, very good. Anybody else like to say hello? Say hello.
Hare Krishna.
Who's that? Who's that?
Lucy again.
Lucy again. Thank you, Lucy. Anybody else like to say hello?
This is Henry.
Henry, I got your email, too, which gave me great relief. Hearing fine. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Hanan. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's a little hard today to give class because there's two audiences. But somehow I hope you all became one. Thank you.
It was a nice class. Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, we'll end for today. Thank you. Vanshukopra. At least I completed my duty to keep
Eddie
the class steadily.
Eddie Bo.
Is that Mother Indrani? Who's
yes,
that?
I've been yes, yes, I've been
Mother
saying
Indrani.
Eddie Bo. Yes, Eddie Bo. Thank
okay.
you for
it's
class.
Hard for me to hear here. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, we'll end.